And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And Steve in Pickford and Willenbach is in studio. And we, 2 weeks ago, Steve, we went to the Lake George Fort William Henry Resort and Hotel when we were welcomed with open arms by Sam Luciano himself. And he made, I just want to reiterate, one of the most amazing offers ever done on our show.
Oh, it was great, yes.
The Fort William Henry Hotel and Resort has said, for any listener of our show who books online at fortwilliamhenry.com, use the promo code Canada. That's the promo code Canada, and you're going to get your rooms at $99.
I can't beat that. I mean, great hotel, great central location, every room, and every room type, but... can suit your family's needs, be it a romantic getaway or going with the all the kids. And you're right there in the heart of all the action in beautiful Lake George, New York.
I wanted to reiterate that because it's far and away one of the best offers ever done by a Travel World sponsor. And this is going back at least 15 years that we've been doing the Radio Pro. So anyway, on that theme, Lake George, one of the places I look forward to going every summer. I mean, I never get tired of looking at that beautiful lake with the, you know, the Minnehaha, the steam paddle wheeler, and all the cool stuff that goes along there. We have with us Louisa from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, Louisa Sherman is the Executive Director of the Lake George Regional Chamber of Commerce, and she joins us now on the line from Lake George to tell us about some of the great things going on this season in her beautiful town.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you very much for having me on your show. And you are right. Fort William Henry is a beautiful resort. It's right at the foot of our 32-mile-long Lake George, and it has beautiful views, and it also has easy access to all the fun and great things that are happening in Lake George and in the village in particular this this season.
You can walk to everything, and that's what I like about Lake George is once you're there, you don't have to go far if you don't want to. To find so many other places to dine at, to shop, to have activities.
Right, and we also do have a very visitor-friendly trolley system that actually connects Lake George Village in the middle to Bolton Landing Village in the north and Glens Falls in the south, which has a lot of arts and museum and cultural activities going on as well. So, yes, we've been saying to people, especially with gas prices the way they are, that if you come up to Lake George, you can literally park your vehicle in the hotel parking lot, and you really shouldn't need to get back in that vehicle again for the rest of your stay.
Yeah, that trolley system is really unique in that it's a bus system that takes you back and forth, but it's reminiscent of a San Francisco cable car almost. It really brings back memories, like an old-style trolley, through the streets of an old town. And Lake George, I mean, every time I go there, it's instant relaxation when there. You never run out of things to do when you're there. What Sam didn't mention to us on the air last time, which I'm wondering why he left that out because it's so unique, is that the Fort William Henry Hotel has Adirondack Barbell attached to it. It's not just, you know, your actual hotel fitness center or gym where they take a room and throw in a few machines. This is a world-class powerlifting training center, and you will see some of the biggest names in powerlifting there, including Sam himself. I was blown away. I saw him, you know, doing these bench presses that were, okay, Sam, that's very impressive.
That's right. Yes, it is it's a full scale. You're right. It's not just, you know, throw a couple of machines in a room and call it a fitness center. And actually, there are certain times of the year where we will have powerlifting competitions coming in, and that's an amazing thing because last year we had I think there were 300-400 international competitors, and that was really unique for the village, seeing these very very muscular people from all over the world coming to our area to compete.
Well, it's not something that you see in just every other resort town that you go to, and, you know, make no mistake, Lake George Village is definitely a great resort town in addition to an extremely nice town to visit. I mean, there's a lot of great towns with lakes, but Lake George has got it all in terms of you go down, you can have a nice little city. You've got shopping outlets. You go a little bit further south, Glens Falls, Queensbury, Bolton Landing if you want a bit more antiquing and a bit more of a quaint shopping area. Overall, I mean, there's no way you could possibly get bored unless you're really bound and determined to get bored.
Well, and I think that's why we have we've really come to make a place for ourselves for family and multi-generational vacations where it's the grandparents and the young, even the young toddlers and everybody in between, because there is that variety of things for to do. And you know that there's parasailing over the lake, but that may not be for everybody. And maybe the trip on the Minnehaha or on the Adirondack or the Horican might be more, you know, the speed for somebody who wants to get out on the water.
Now, a little word about the Minnehaha. I never, ever get tired of seeing that boat. It is far and away one of my favorite steamships, and it is a true, honest-to-goodness, genuine steam paddle wheeler.
Right.
And, beautiful steam calliope in there, but it's just so charming. Mm-hmm. You'll sit in the Lookout Cafe, munching on a delicious sirloin burger at the Fort William Henry Hotel Resort Complex, mm-hmm. overlooking beautiful Lake George, watching some of the parasailing going on. And the thing I got to mention, the parasailing, is that, I used to wonder how they do that. You get in the water like water skiing? No, they have this little platform, a barge. You go out in a barge, right. And you don't even have to get wet because you get there, they strap you in the safety gear, and boom, you're up before you know it. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful view. And for people who may necessarily be scared of heights, you really have nothing to be afraid of. We people go out there and everybody reports what a wonderful experience it was.
So I have to say, when I first moved up to the area and I came down Fort George Road, which is right next to Battlefield Park and Fort William Henry, and I saw those two or three parasailers up there and the Minnehaha going by, and with the mountains on either side, almost like the fjords, it has that kind of feeling. I have to kind of pinch myself even now, Is this really... did somebody just paint this picture, or is this really a day-to-day life in Lake George? And it is. That's the reality of
it. Well, you can sit there and watch that view. It's, as we were saying, just to having a bite to eat or sitting on a bench and looking out at the lake and the activities, mm-hmm. no matter what time of the day, you see the lights and the way the shadows fall on the sides of the mountains, and then wait until the evening, and on Thursday evenings they have the fireworks out there. It's just like something... 24 hours, that lake is very a magnet of activity, mm-hmm. and a magnet just for the eyes, a sight to behold.
And it's always fun to see some of the little interactions that people may not necessarily notice. First of all, the Thursday night is worth getting there because those fireworks are there at 9:30, and right. they're every Thursday, and they're just so darn charming and entertaining to see. And then following that, if you take the Minnehaha on a Saturday night, you can have the moonlight cruise. Well, you get a sight to behold that you don't get anywhere else on the lake, because it goes out into the lake with a live band, and then you get to see the fireworks going up around near Bolton Landing, which you can't see from Lake George Village, so you get a double fireworks show. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you go wrong? It is just plain fun. I mean, you really have to be sitting there in a mood, I'm not going to have fun today. And that's the only way that you can have a bad time in Lake George, honestly.
Well, and I think the other thing is, it's also a place where if you just want to come and sit on an Adirondack chair and watch the world go by and relax with a book, or just curl up even, and just take a snooze lakeside, you can do that. And you still have the beautiful surroundings, as you said, those mountains on the sides. Someone just quoted to me the other day, they said it just looks like shadows over velvet, over green velvet. That's the way the mountains were looking one evening.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Sunset.
What a wonderful sight. You see the mountains on both sides, because not only do you have a beautiful lake resort, but you look at the beautiful pine trees in the mountains. I mean, it's so relaxing. I mean, living in a city, getting all stressed out and everything, getting to Lake George is just incredible. And, I mean, it serves everybody from, New York City, Boston area, Buffalo, Syracuse, Montreal, Toronto.
And it's easily accessible from Albany Airport, less than an hour away. You fly in Southwest or whoever, and you're right there.
It's accessible from virtually everywhere. I mean, you got direct flights to Albany on Southwest from almost any other city that they serve in their system. So.
Las Vegas to Albany goes nonstop, or, Orlando to Albany goes nonstop.
Right. Right. And because we're just right off of the I-87, the Northway, it makes it very accessible for people. It's not like you have to go over hill and dale for another hour or two from the major interstate. So that helps, especially with the gas crunch.
Yeah, very, very accessible. And you can get all that information online at www.lakegeorgechamber.com for information on accommodations and dining and all the activities, however busy or relaxing you want it to be in Lake George.
Horseback riding, stables, go-karting. You've got a genuine, honest-to-goodness drive-in theater there. Great shopping. You know, you just can't go wrong. And they even have a Six Flags amusement park we'll get to in another segment. Steve?
Yeah, right. We're talking today about Lake George, and we're having Louisa Sherman, the executive director of the Lake George Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining us continue our talk.
Could I just add one more thing for your listeners? You mentioned our website, and on our website they will see that we do have some dedicated Canadian pages. We're especially running a program that we started actually last year and running it again this year called our Bienvenue Discount Card. And we have over 40 businesses in our area that we issue that card for free to Canadian residents, and they can use that at any of those places. And we have online the full listing of what discount. In some cases, it's buy one, get one, or it's a percentage off of a hotel stay or a restaurant bill. And it's just kind of our way of welcoming our friends to the north back down to Canada Street in Lake George Village.
Yes, the Main Street in Lake George.
We're talking about Lake George. Stay tuned on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.